When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you access more healing, more awakening, and more abundance. And in today's episode, we're going to continue talking about waking up at 5 a.m. and setting up your morning routine. It is evening time here in Vancouver. It was a beautiful sunny day, and I am so grateful that you've tuned in to listen to this particular episode. So I really, really appreciate you. And in the last episode, we spoke about my backstory and why I decided to wake up at 5 a.m. I also spoke about my research on this topic and the big benefits of waking up early in the morning and having a set routine before you tackle the day. So if you missed that episode for some reason, then go back and re-listen. And in this episode, we're going to go deeper. I'm going to tell you the plan that I put together for my 30-day morning routine plan. That is exactly what I did after waking up at 5 a.m. And by the way, you don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. This is going to work for you, even if you wake, you know, about 30 minutes prior to the time that you're waking up right now. And I will finish today's episode by sharing you some ninja tips and things to keep in mind if you are planning to attempt your own version of a morning routine so that you're able to experience a win with this. Sounds good? Now, before we get started, if you are interested in learning the tools and techniques and principles to better manage your energy on a daily basis for more healing, more awakening, and more abundance, then I've got something special for you. I've put together a panel of experienced mentors, people who've been a guest on our podcast in the past, who will teach you and train you and mentor you on the ways of the light. And the program is called the Action Tribe Energy Circle. To learn more, go to mysevenchakras.com/waitlist. mysevenchakras.com/waitlist. I've got something special up for you. All right, so back to the episode at hand. The plan that I followed for my morning routine is called the 20-20-20 plan. I would wake up at 5 a.m. and for the first 20 minutes, I would do some form of exercise. So first, I'd go for a quick 10-minute jog and then come back home and then do some exercise. In my case, it was planks for my abs for about 10 minutes, which would usually be four planks of approximately 75 seconds each. Now, the next 20 minutes would be reflection. So I would take out my journal and write down stuff. I would usually have a question prompt or a theme that I would focus on, which could include my vision, my current challenges, my character flaws that I'm trying to improve, my current projects, anything at all. You can get creative with this. But the point that I'm trying to make is a reflection is important, Action Tribe. Sometimes we get into the rut of just doing, right? Having a morning routine will allow you to pause, take a breath, and reflect on where you are today and whether or not you're satisfied with the direction in which you're heading. Because on this amazing journey that we're on together, you and me, one thing that you don't want is climbing up a ladder and spending all your energy and all your time and all your resources only to find out much later, maybe a few years down the line, that the ladder that you were so energetically climbing was leaning against the wrong wall. You don't want that to happen. Does that make sense? So after 10 minutes of some nice, relaxing reflection and journaling, it's time to get some form of meditation. I usually close my eyes and meditate in silence or do some visualization about the future that I want to manifest, or even do some pranayama, which involves controlling your breath. Breath work, which is really powerful. Now, when I'm done with that, it's time to do 20 minutes of some reading, which is one of the best parts of my day. Now, before picking up the book, here's the important thing. Before picking up the book, I usually make my coffee and I get immersed into whatever I'm reading. And time just flies. I don't realize how the 20 minutes just zips through. And by the end of it, I feel much more wiser, much more well-read, and much more confident. You know, sometimes we underestimate what's possible from a 20-minute reading session. And while that's partially true, 20 minutes is a short amount of time. If you do it every day, then that effect compounds on itself. And before you know it, you, my friend, the one who is listening to this episode right now, will experience exponential results. So the idea is to keep at it, make it a habit, and remember to have fun. And that's it. That's the main portion of my morning routine. And after that, I usually go straight to the bathroom for my cold shower. You heard that right. Cold shower, which again is a powerful practice that really sets you up for success early in the morning. I might do a separate episode on cold shower itself, but there are so many benefits and reasons for having a cold shower in the morning. So what did I learn from my experience of waking up at 5 a.m. for 30 days straight? And by the way, I'm still waking up at that time. In fact, these days I try to wake up at 4:44 a.m. I love the number, firstly, 444. But waking up at 4:44 gives me about 10 to 15 minutes to sort of brush up, wear my clothes, and then head straight out for my jog so that I can go for my jog at 5 a.m. Does that make sense? So in summary, here are four takeaways or conclusions from my morning routine quest. Number one, waking up at 5 a.m. leads to more fulfillment. You know, just waking up in the morning and doing things like jogging and exercising and reflecting and meditating and reading, that has an effect on your brain and your energy system. It leaves you feeling so much more fulfilled and content with the progress that you're making on so many levels. Number two, waking up at 5 a.m. leads to more focus. Think about it. When you're up at that time, most of the people around you are sleeping. And because they're asleep, there's less mental and emotional activity in the collective consciousness around you. Especially if you're sensitive to others' energies, you'll notice this difference. And because your own brain is in theta, a slower frequency, your mind is much more open and receptive to ideas and knowledge and wisdom. And as a result, you're able to focus much better. Number three, waking up at 5 a.m. makes you more resilient. Waking up at 5 a.m. and actually following through is like fighting a battle in your mind. How do you overcome the temptation? Especially when that soft pillow, that warm, comfy mattress, all of that looks so welcoming, right? This is your moment of truth. Either you wake up and get started, or you give up and go back to sleep. And if you include a morning shower in your routine like I do, that's another victory in my book. It's not easy pouring cold water on your body in the morning, especially if you live in a cold climate area like Canada or the USA. And what these micro decisions and micro victories and micro actions do is that they make you stronger and more resilient, slowly but surely. Because if you can get into the cold shower in the morning, you can tackle many other challenges that are sure to come your way during the day. Does that make sense? Number four, waking up at 5 a.m. makes you healthier. Just the compound effect of jogging for 10 to 15 minutes every morning is huge. I've noticed a visible loss of weight, especially in my waist and hip area. And because I, you know, combine my jogging with planks, my abs are beginning to get more visible, which is a win for me. And if you're meditating in the morning too, that will take your health up a whole new notch, because as we all know, and we discuss it on each and every episode, meditation, even for just 5 minutes, is really, really beneficial. And like I said earlier, in the morning and even before you go to sleep, your brain is in a very receptive state. And when you meditate at that phase, the flow, the focus, the intention, the relaxation that you experience is amazing, right? Now, before closing today's session, as promised, I want to give you some tips and suggestions to ensure that you, my friend, are able to do this and experience some huge benefits from this experience. So are you ready? I don't think you're ready. Are you ready? Let's do this. So tip number one is, do not hit the snooze button and choose your alarm wisely. Because here's the truth, Action Tribe. If you are going to attempt waking up at 5 a.m. or at 5:30 a.m. or whatever the time might be, as long as it's earlier than what you're waking up at right now, you will be tempted. You will be tested. It is a battle in your mind. And if you go back to your bed, you, my friend, have lost. If you hit the snooze button, there's a good chance that you will not achieve your goal of waking up on time. So here are a few ninja tactics for you. Based on my failures, I've learned a couple of things. Number one, choose an alarm that will really boost and pull you out of bed. Now, currently, I've got two alarms, one at 4:44 and the other one at 4:50. The first one is Stronger by Kanye West. All right, that's a very inspiring and motivating track. And the other one is, again, one of my favorite bands, Audioslave. The name of the song is Be Yourself. Right, so those are the two tracks that I have right now. So choose whatever works for you. Tip number two, visualization. Now, this is a powerful one, and this is something that I'm sure will benefit you. You see, the strategy to wake up at 5 a.m. actually begins the night prior. Before going to sleep, visualize your morning. Imagine waking up. Imagine the thrill that you will experience, the cold morning air, the runner's high that you will experience, the feel-good chemicals surging through your body, the dopamine, the serotonin, the oxytocin, and all those wonderful, pleasurable experiences surging through your body. Imagine the coffee that you'll be drinking. Imagine the music that you'll be listening to as you're jogging. That'll really motivate and inspire and pump you up. All right, so anchoring this good feeling before going to sleep will allow you to wake up in the morning, because the pleasure of waking up will make the decision making for your brain a whole lot easier. Tip number three, prepare your accessories. Building up on my last point, something that I found to be really powerful is just placing my running shoes and clothes right next to my bed. You see, waking up, Action Tribe, should not be too much of an effort for you. The harder it is, the more decisions you'll need to make, and the easier it is for your brain to say, let's do it tomorrow. right? It's just that fight, like I told you, it's that inner voice that wants you to go back to sleep. You don't want that to happen. And so your decision to wake up and jump out of bed should be super simple, should be straightforward. So the night before, place your runners and a pair of clean shorts and t-shirt next to your bed. So when you wake up, boom, you're out of your bed and out of the door. I usually put on my clothes and brush my teeth and then I go out of the door, but you know, it really depends on you. So tip number four is to not be too harsh on yourself. And again, this is a really crucial point, Action Tribe, one that I highly recommend you keep in mind. You know, there was a time many years back when I would set a goal of waking up at, let's say, 6 a.m. And if I didn't wake up at that time, I would be really harsh on myself, and I would call myself names, and I would give myself an identity of someone who sets goals but does not achieve them. And I learned that this is a real waste of time, and this only leads to negative effects like a weakened sense of self and an inability to achieve your goal, which is waking up earlier, right? So instead of that approach, do this. Become a scientist and become genuinely curious about your challenge. So if you say that you'll wake up at 5 a.m. and you wake up at 6 a.m., then be nice to yourself, be kind to yourself, and celebrate these small wins. Tell yourself, wow, I used to wake up at 7 and today I woke up at 6 a.m. Woohoo! That is amazing, right? Because you don't want to compare yourself with somebody around you or even me, right? I'm waking up at 5 a.m. for whatever the reason that I have. And if you can wake up at 5 a.m., well and good. And if you don't, that's fine. It's your journey. Compare yourself with your own self, right? So also think about what can you do differently tomorrow that will help you wake up closer to your goal, whatever that goal might be. So through observation and through feedback and through small tweaks, you will get closer and closer to your goal of waking up at 5 a.m. But again, you gotta love and you gotta appreciate yourself, right? So treat yourself like you would treat a young child who is making attempts and taking steps and wanting to change himself or herself. You would be kind to that person, right? So just be kind to yourself, because that is the key to transformation. Tip number five, find your why. Action Tribe, chances are that at the present moment, you might listen to what I'm saying and think to yourself and say, I can never wake up at 5 a.m. I found it so hard to wake up even at 6 a.m. 5 a.m. is impossible for me. So if you say that to yourself, then you're effectively attaching an identity and you're relating to your past instead of relating to what is possible for you in the future. So I encourage you to hold your beliefs back for a moment and tap into your why. Because finding out the reason that drives what you do will give you all the courage, all the motivation, all the energy, and all the drive to not just wake up at 5 a.m., but to change your entire life. Why do you do what you do? Is it your children that motivate you? Is it your parents that give you that drive to succeed? Or maybe it's your husband, or maybe it's your wife. Are you doing this because you want to prove to all the haters in your life and people who didn't treat you well, or people that, you know, looked down upon you or did not give you the opportunity or said that you would never succeed in whatever endeavor you would attempt? And do you want to show them what you're really made of? Do you want to prove to the world that it is never too late to transform your life? Your story is your story. And there's no one in the world who can tell you what to believe and what not to believe. So make sure you, my friend, Action Tribe, know your why. And I promise you, you will wake up at 5 effortlessly. And our final tip, which is tip number 6, leverage the power of social accountability. You see, Action Tribe, at an evolutionary level, we don't want to look bad in front of our peers and our friends and our relatives and our family members. Now, this stems from our time as cavemen and cavewomen, when the punishment of disappointing the tribe meant being outcast from the tribe. Right? And being an outcast meant death, because it would mean little or no protection from the harsh weather and from wild animals. So even till date, right, we carry some of that genetic encoding within us. There is a cave woman or a caveman deep inside of us, and we have this need to impress our peers and do what we said we would. So if you are serious about waking up at 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. or 6 a.m., whatever that might be, then add a post on social media, whether it's on Facebook or on Instagram or some other place. It doesn't have to be on social media. You can even tell a friend, right? And tell your people that you are attempting a 30-day 5 a.m. morning routine challenge, because in doing so, you're going to inspire and motivate some other friends of yours to pursue the same thing. I remember when I posted on my Facebook, you know, people sometimes don't like your comment, or you know, they don't give you a heart sign, but they're reading it and they'll reach out to you and say, AJ, you know, you posted about you waking up at 5 a.m. and I was really inspired, and that's what I'm trying to do in my own life too. Right? So you'll be surprised by the type of responses you will get. But do that, right? And if you like, tag me on Instagram too, because I love to see your posts. I love to see the little impact that I'm making in the world. It really makes my day. My Instagram is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. And if you'd like me to hold you personally accountable to wake up earlier and set up your morning routine, then email me aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. I will surely reply to you and give you a digital high five. I just gave you a digital high five. Can you feel it? Yeah. And before we close, if you consider yourself a true and true action taker and you'd like to learn the tools and techniques to better manage your energy on a daily basis, or maybe tap into that inner healer within you, then you're going to love the Action Tribe Energy Circle. Like I said, where I've invited some really gifted and world-class mentors to train our members in the areas of healing, awakening, and abundance. As of when I'm recording this podcast, we've not launched yet, but make sure to jump on our waitlist, because I've got something really, really special for all our founding members. The link is my7chakras.com/waitlist. my7chakras.com/waitlist. So I look forward to seeing you there. All the best for your morning routine and your personal transformation journey. And let me know if you have any questions. And I will talk to you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.